Blog Talk Radio.
Said y'all need a new DJ, I'm your man.
You're in prison.
A minor challenge. An alcoholic, been sober 5 hours. Oh no.
Hey, good evening, podcast audience. This is the producer, co-producer for The Attic, and I'm going to do a special podcast tonight as we reintroduce The Attic. I don't have the entire cast with me tonight. In fact, they're all on vacation, so I'm going to go solo on The Attic. Hopefully, I'll have a few of my homeboys out of Jersey, my main homie out of Jersey, will call in and we'll get a little conversation going. But tonight, what I want to talk to you about is let's talk about the Will Smith Chris Rock incident at the Oscars. Now, first of all, I want to say, this is The Attic. This is intended to be humorous, but it's also intended that we can learn a little bit. Now, when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, I got to tell you, I was probably as shocked as the rest of the world. But nonetheless, it happened. And before I go any further, I'm going to introduce my co-host tonight. Yo, when I talk about my dog, yeah, this is my dog right here. It's my boy Al out of New Jersey. Say hello to my podcast audience, Al.
What's going on, peoples? This is Alvin from New Jersey. What's happening?
Yeah, see, as soon as you dialed in, man, the whole vibe for the set changed, man. And I went from Midwest right back to Patterson, man.
Well, I was sitting here watching this, what is this, that other one going on tonight. What is that, the Grammys?
I don't even watch none of them, man. I'm not sure. I didn't even watch the Oscars, man. But what happened at the Oscars made me go back and look at so many videos. I feel like I watched the original show. But let me ask you a question, Al. If you were Chris Rock and you were on stage doing what you do, and Will Smith walked up and slapped you, I mean, give it to me easy. But tell me, how would you have handled that? How would Alvin handle that?
It wouldn't have been. It wouldn't have been no. Listen. I can't even put this shit into words. To be honest with you, man, I know I could. Dan just took that. Let's just keep it 100. That wouldn't have happened. You know.
Hey, I think the police
would have been called and all other type of shit.
It would have got critical up in there. But you know what's funny though? I mean, now me personally, I mean, do you think Will slapped him because of the joke, or do you think Will might have been on some shit that night?
Might have been both. You know what I mean? Might have been a little bit of both, but they're showing footage that his wife was laughing like after.
Right, so yeah.
Like I said,
me and a couple of brothers at work was talking about it, and I got to tell you, man, I don't even begin to understand where people get that thought Will Smith was just protecting his wife's honor. That's some bullshit, man. I'm sorry. I can't buy that, man. Not when you at that type of event. Now, if we at a party, an event or something, and somebody snapping on my wife like that, of course they're going to get the business, man. But you had a credit gig. The host is Chris Rock, so you know the whole intent of the show is to be humorous. And he started going in on your wife. See, we're old school, man. We all came up through Def Jam comedies. We'll know how it go.
Yeah, what I see... My take on the whole thing, I think there's something wrong with Will Smith, and I think that it's I gotta say it. He looked to me like he might be a homosexual. That's what I think. Yeah, I I think that was some.
That's Prince of Bel Air, man. Come on, man.
Listen, I think he was trying to show I got to prove that I'm not homosexual. You know, I'm being serious. This is me. This is me. Instead of just, you know, being who he is and being in that light, whatever, you know, one of the LGBs something, you know, one of them, he should just come out here. What I?
How you going straight to hell, baby?
This was his way. This was his way of proving that he's not. Seriously.
But you know what? Though what's
That's
funny
me.
Though.
What's that?
How they got all the different camera shots and now they got all that extra commentary. They said after Will slapped Chris, they said Chris was backstage looking like a straight. Mitch, man, he was looking like Pookie. He was looking like Pookie back there from New Jack City, man.
Well, so like I said, he Will Smith knew who he can do that with. I mean, who can get away with doing that? I mean, he couldn't do that to just like anybody. You know, I heard like other comedians saying, you know, such and such. If I was on up there. First of all, you wouldn't have been up there because you're not an A-list comic, you know what I mean? So
you can stop
a lot of them. So a lot of that who I would have, woulda shit, I think you just got to take that to your manhood and just say, what would I do? You know, not being up there or whatever, just saying, what would I do? You know, I know what I would do. You know what I'm saying? That's just... I would think the motherfucker would have... close, to be honest with
but,
you. He wouldn't even got close.
Nah, but you know what, though? I said this on one of my other shows. But even after this shit happened, just imagine you Chris Rock on stage and you got to do the rest of the show because you already got paid. So you got to do the rest of the show. I bet you every time Will Smith moved in his chair, Chris Rock probably pissed on his nose just a little bit.
I'm serious.
I'm sorry, man.
Change the tones. Can
you speak up just a little bit, man?
I said it would have changed the whole skit because I'm sure he had that on in the back of his mind that no matter what I say or is somebody else going to get up and slap me. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a new trend now. You're going to see motherfuckers run up on the stage like everywhere just slapping cats. You know, that's what I think. Say something you don't like, run up and slap a motherfucker. Go ahead.
But you know what, though? But listen, even when you went to the comedy show, a couple of things you made sure of. One, no, I'm not sitting up front. And if I am sitting up front, my hair, my nails, you know, my jewelry, my clothes, everything got to be right because I can't get this comedian nothing to go on me about. But you know what? That kind of comes with going to the show. Now, everybody's saying it wasn't a comedy show. It was the Oscars. When you at the Oscars and the host is Chris Rock, it's a comedy show, man.
You know, like that right there, like I said, wouldn't have happened on BET, on the Hip Hop Awards, and none of that other shit. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have happened none of that. Let's keep it real. That would have not had happened on that, you know, because on that type of shit, you would have known what the consequences are going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're shot. That's what that shit is.
Uh-huh.
Somebody don't get
shot. And when you go to trial and they show the video of you just on stage doing what you get paid to do, and you get slapped, I'm sure the jury gonna be like, hey, retaliation to this shouldn't be minimal, man. Because Chris. Now don't get me wrong, Chris Rock got slapped and he didn't retaliate. So on some real, I guess when you get outside of who we really are, I guess you got to give Chris a little credit because of the life he's trying to live. And the life he's trying to live ain't got nothing to do with the hood. So because of the life Chris Rock trying to live, I mean, I give him respect, man, for getting slapped and not fighting back, man. I kind of do. You know, it's a Mitch move. It's a Mitch move, but from where he is in his position in life, I guess he figured he had to do that. But I wish he would have, you know, wrestled Will to the ground, because you right now, it's like open season. You had a comedy show, comedian snap on you, the crowd laughing. If you got the right size and the right mind frame, then you're going to get up and go on stage, man. Will Smith told everybody that it's okay to do that.
I really don't know if Chris Rock thought all of that when he got slapped in the mouth, Kenny. I ain't going to sit here and think that he was thinking that I'm doing this shit for the culture or whatever. I think he was just shook. That's what I think. And it just turned out that way.
Well, if somebody woke up to you and slapped you, okay, the first maybe 2.3 seconds, yeah, you're going to be a little surprised. But after that, what's happening? What's happening after that, though?
What I'm saying, you turned around and walked away. Listen, if you shook that show, you'd be like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, think, you know, you're going to be throwing some hands or jumping or something. You know what I mean?
I would think that's how that would go. But, you know, he chose not to watch it. Then they showed a commentary on the video backstage with Denzel and everybody praying for him, man. Nah, son, you need to be praying that my people don't get hit, man. That's what you need to be praying. Because, listen, you only slapped me, so I'm not saying that nothing bad should happen to you. But maybe if you wasn't lucky and some unfortunate shit happened, so that you show up in the morning on a newspaper with a black eye or something, I ain't going to say that was excessive. I would say it would be a proper response to that situation.
You know, he had to do the rest of that show with
right.
blood in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because you know he has some blood in his mouth. You know,
no.
Piece of his cheek, you know, was left in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? Come on now, yeah. Fuck that.
But you know what though? It, now I gotta ask. You think living that life is worth going through what he went through? Because again, if he would have fought Will Smith right there on the Oscars live, his career would have been over.
I don't think so.
I mean, you don't know.
No, I don't. In this day and age, I think he could have got that shit off. I really do. People saying, you know, it might have looked, you know, it would have looked hood. I would say that it would have looked hood, you know, and the Will Packer. You know, he the one who produced the shit. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it would have looked hood, but I think he could have got that off. I think everybody would have understood that. You know, and he could apologize. He could apologize later for it. You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I did what I had to do.
At the moment. Hey, but real quick before we end, because we just got a 15-minute show today. I don't understand how after Will Smith did what he did, he was able to keep his ass front row seat and then come back on stage to receive an award. Now, wait a minute now. The votes was in, so he was already entitled to the award, but I would have been, I'm not going to present that to you on TV tonight. No, we're going to skip right past that. You can have it,
but not
on TV.
They said that Chris Rock told Will Packer in the back, you know, don't call the police or whatever. Don't escort them out. But you're right.
Okay.
I don't think right there. Yeah, but even though, like, right there at that moment, I thought they had motherfuckers in, like, you know, in suits and shit. You know, within the corner, black suits.
Ain't nobody rush the stage. Ain't nobody do shit. Because that could have got crazy, man.
Right. They should have, like, you know, they could have did it politely and just, like, grab him and Jaden. Get both of them the fuck up out of there. You know what I mean? for anybody else. Say something about her sitting there, you know,
Hey, this is your podcast for Kenny Hobbs. And again, I just wanted to do a quick 15-minute reintroduction to the Attic Podcast. I got my main man with me tonight, Alan Wilson out of Jersey. And we just wanted to give you a different a different inside look on how some other brothers felt about Will Smith stopping Chris Rock. Hey, let's say goodnight, Al, so we can get out of here.
Yeah. Good night. And we'll have to do this again, Kenny.
Okay, no problem. I'll talk to you, big brother.
All right.
One.